VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The leaders of North and South Korea have reached a series of agreements Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un have been meeting in the North's capital, Pyongyang.
Kim has agreed to permanently scrap his key missile facilities while foreign experts watch. That's according to South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, who says Kim's also willing to close his main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes reciprocal action. Though what Kim would want to see isn't clear.
North and South Korea have agreed on a denuclearization plan for the first time. This is a very meaningful outcome.
The two leaders signed a joint agreement in front of cameras and hinted another historic milestone will happen before the new year.
I've promised President Moon to visit Seoul in the near future.
The Koreas have also signed a military accord to try and prevent armed clashes between the two sides.
Representatives of China and the U.S. have been meeting after China tried to persuade the U.S. not to require some Chinese state media outlets to register as foreign agents. The revelation came Wednesday from China's foreign ministry, which said Chinese officials had met with U.S. officials. The Wall Street Journal newspaper reported Tuesday that the U.S. Justice Department is demanding that China's Xinhua news agency and the state-run English-language television station register as foreign agents. Alibaba chairman Jack Ma said Wednesday the Chinese e-commerce giant has canceled plans to create a million jobs in the U.S. Xinhua said he blamed the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China for his decision. This is VOA News.